The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, we are up to the bracha Es Tzemach Dovid Avdecho Mehiras Hatzmiach. Very timely, Bakosha. This is a Bakosha for Bias HaMashiach. It's the last of the middle brachas that are specifically pertaining to the matzav of Klal Yisrael to get us out of the state of Golus, of Hestoponim, Richuk. That's what a present state is. We have to always realize that no matter how good it is in Golus, that's only because Hashem does things neged ha-teva to keep us going. Because the teva, the nature of Golus is richuk, and richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chulban. Those shocking pictures that we can picture in our mind of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, Klal Yisrael being killed and starving to death and taken to slavery. That's a natural state of Golus. All the horrors of the different things we're going to say from Nazircha, from St. Kinnis, through the Crusades and the pogroms and the Holocaust, these are the natural state of Golus. And the fact that we don't have that constantly is a special Chesed Hashem, because Hashem has unlimited patience for us, even though we don't deserve it. Because if we would deserve it, we'd have the gula ready. Even though we don't deserve the gula, Hashem keeps us going. And it gives us these times of pleasant lives, abundance, wealth, health, which Baruch Hashem, we have been living through in our generation. But we shouldn't take it for granted. Not only shouldn't take it for granted, we should realize it's abnormal. The normal situation of gula should be so therefore, we're saying, we need it immediately. That we should continue surviving this way. And more than that, we want the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be revealed in the world. We're not only davening for ourselves. As we mentioned before, these brachas, and not just because we're going to have tremendous benefit after Mashiach comes. Life will be more pleasant and all the things that are bothering us will stop bothering us. But primarily, we are part of this deep relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're davening to Hashem. We need the Yeshua. We see the tremendous bizoyin kvod shamayim that we have in this world. The world is full of non-believers. The world is full of people that behave worse than animals, selfish world. We want, and because the leadership of the world, whether it be individuals or ideals, that's what they're all about. That's what the Goyish world is all about. They have all kind of nice isms, but little by little, they all crumble because the only ism that people are really interested in is caring about myself. And that we want the leadership of Melech HaMashiach, like the Rambam describes. Melech Mashiach doesn't have to do any moifsim. All he has to do is come about, and he suddenly takes over the entire world, and the entire world accepts him. That is the Malchus. When the Malchus is revealed, then it will become obvious to the entire world that we've been running after all kind of nonsense. And the Kvod Hashem will come out. Kvod Hashem Alayim Zoch will shine upon us. We're davening Ma'ariv, and it's the end of the day, and another day went by. Mashiach didn't come yet. That's why this tefillah is in some ways the most important of them all. This room for despair. How much can we wait for Mashiach? How much can we wait for Hashem? And Tavka now, at night, when we're schazik in the tefillah, and we say, we're steadfast. That same tefillah Yeshua that we had yesterday and 10 years ago, we still have today. And if we really think of the emes, look at the bigger picture, it's the exact opposite. Sometimes you hear people saying, oh, when's Hashem going to bring Mashiach? Can't bring him already. And you know what Hashem is saying? When would my children yearn for Mashiach the way they should? When would my Mashiach be like those tzaddikim, that even not tzaddikim, people that pay attention to what they're davening at least 3 times a day, request and say, Yeshua, also kivinu kol hayoyim, the entire day I'm waiting, I'm looking forward to Yeshua. I'm not just satisfied with the way I am. I'm not one of the persons that says, it's hard to have any avelis on Tisha B'Av because everything is great. No, we realize that, oh Hashem, we're thankful for what we have, but it's not great at all. This is not the state of Ha'or Espon and the shining face of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not the state of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's not the state of Mashiach guiding us and guiding the entire world and giving us that clarity and all the bracha that comes together with it, the Kivas Elikim. We need it. Yeshua also kivinu kol hayoyim. Kavavanda, the tzaddikim that are higher levels.
Kol Halashon.
Is to get up every night to chatzos, to taste tikkun chatzos, to be mispalel for the gula. Every night saying Al Na'ariz Bovel, reminding themselves it was still Al Na'ariz Bovel. Bochino, we're supposed to be feel, shed a tear. As you do in Yerushalayim, in the olden days, that's the time people woke up. There used to be a guy going around with a bell. I even met somebody who said he remembers those days. Before Chatzos, everybody got up at Chatzos, and every night they do Tikkun Chatzos. All kind of hanhogas that were done not so long ago. And today also the Yechidim that are like that, that really feel it. But okay, when I'm on the Madrega, maybe if we feel it too much, we get depressed, which is definitely not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to be in good spirits. But our Kabbalim now, and these days, should make an extra effort to say this bracha and feel this bracha. Yeshua also kivinu kol hayoyim. Yeshua is something that connotates something coming from above. Hashem brings us salvation. Yeshua is brought whether we deserve it or not. And that's what we're really asking for. If we have to wait till Klal Yisrael is going to be a tzaddikim, who knows what's going to happen. But we're saying, Yeshua also, there's a meat of Yeshua that says, this cannot continue anymore. We need to save Klal Yisrael. Whatever it is, come on. If I'm a sapper Yeshua, it's kedai for us to get our act together, because once we have the Yeshua, the game is over. You can't get more schuyas. But our koponim, we're asking for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need the Yeshua. We need the Yeshua because Kodesh Baruch Hu needs Yeshua, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it so much. And we also want it for the future of ourselves, the future of Klal Yisrael. Yeshua also gave in a kol hayom, and that's this concept that was saying, Senof Doen Meir Tatzmiach. In previous times, we pointed out from the Mashgiach of Volvi that Semach is a lotion of sprouting forth. And sprouting forth is not like building, they put one block on the other. One block on the other is one more schus, another schus, a third schus. We're not going with that mahalach. When we're asking for Mashiach, we're not saying, look at all the schuyas. Hashem Yerachem, if you look at all the schuyas, who knows where we're holding. But we're saying, Lishuosu givinu kol hayoyim. Givinu kol hayoyim shows that I so much desire the kilva. I need the kilva, whether I deserve it or not. And that in itself sprouts forth the Yeshua. It's not something which is logical. It's not another building. But it is something that, in relationships, that's the way it works. And the classic moshul of a king that had to put his son in exile because his son wasn't behaving. So as long as the son is happy where he is, the king says, stay where you are. I'm not going to bring you back to the palace. So the son suddenly wakes up and starts sending messages. I so much miss you, my father. I so much want to be part of the Beis HaMalchus. Not for myself, for you. The natural state is to be together. And even though his maisim are not the way they should be, he needs to work on himself a long time. That suddenly opens up the hearts of the king and it brings them together. Because when there's a kilo, when there's connection, then that's matzmiach, that sprouts forth all the good things. Take advantage. Specifically now, this is the time. And if we do it right this year, hopefully we'll be zeicha to the Gula Shleima. And even if we're not, we'll be zeicha to have a kiyum for another year at least. Because if we don't give up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give up on us. If we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua also kivinu kol hayom. Yes, we are focused we got off focus the whole year, but now is a special moyed that we're getting to, a special set aside time that has a tremendous kedusha to bring back that kirvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the golus and pave the way for the tzmicha of Mashiach. This is the time when it says that Mashiach is noiled and Tisha B'Av. This is part of the idea. When Klal Yisrael shows every Tisha B'Av the tremendous yearning for Mashiach, for the Geula, we recognize that no matter how good we have, we're in a state of Siluk HaShechina. We don't have that revealed Shechina amongst us. Shechina Begulusa, it's a lower level. It's not what we want and what we can have. When we show that, that is already another stage in sprouting forth and the birth, Kavi Yochel, of Mashiach. So we should be able to take advantage of it. Kamuvan, these days is the time to focus on it. And the Mi'at Hashem, if we focus properly in these days, something will remain even afterwards. And all our three tefillahs, Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv, specifically we're talking about Ma'ariv, when the night is setting in, Yishoa Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're with you. We still have that. Kivinu Kol Hayom, we're never going to give up because we value so much the relationships. Nothing can get in the way. Nothing can make us mistakenly think that it won't happen. Mi'at Hashem, from the Kayim, this thing of I won't let one day go by without waiting for the B'yetz HaMashiach. It's Hashem that will hasten the B'yetz HaMashiach b'mehir v'yomeinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.